Chapter 41. Bright Night 37 of Year 3876. Gronolf barely managed to control himself when Marchenko ripped apart the metal archive interface equipment. Of course, it is his own fault, because he handed it to this stranger. However, he had no idea Marchenko had simply destroyed the most powerful hardware available in the control center. When the contactless sonar access to the archive, which he himself used yesterday, provides mostly impressions, the ventral cap allows one to call up absolutely everything from the archive. Allowed, Gronolf corrects himself. Or should he ask Marchenko to repair the cap? After all, the machine managed to connect the cables to his own body, which is based on a completely different technology. It would be best to wait and see whether and how Marchenko has processed the data he has received. Gronolf uses the control panel to unlock the most important information about the Grosnups and their journey. How can we best reach the majestic draft? Marchenko has surprised him again. He can already speak the Grosnup language flawlessly. Gronolf gestures with his hand, expressing appreciation, as he thinks maybe it's not so awful that the AI tore the equipment apart. Adam and Eve come running. The machine seems to translate its words to Grosnup simultaneously now.
All our shuttles set course for the dual sun, Gronolf says. Don't you have a ship? You must have arrived here in one.
Unfortunately, we destroyed our ship to clear the way into the shelter building, the AI informs him.
Why?
The ice layer on top had become too thick.
Couldn't you have melted it?
We were in a great hurry.
You cut off any possibility of a return journey. That's bad tactics.
For us, the return journey was already made impossible at launch. What does Marchenko mean by that? This sounds like a potentially interesting story, thought Gronolf. He loves stories, but this one will have to wait until later.
Then our mission has failed, Gronolf says.
He still cannot quite believe it. Two civilizations previously unknown to each other meet on a faraway planet, and then have no opportunity to return to space? That is surreal. Gronolf starts waving his load arms and walks through the control room. We could try once more to contact the Omniscients, Marchenko says. Perhaps we could smuggle me on board, meaning my consciousness.
The Omniscients does not react to all our messages.
And if I try it from one artificial intelligence to the other?
Are you really an AI?
Gronolf is surprised, as so far he had thought he was dealing with a robot, a machine.
If I only knew exactly.
You do not know what you are?
I am based on a human consciousness. It's a long story, yet I was changed, so I have many abilities of an AI.
In my civilization, this would have been unethical, Gronolf says.
However, he remembered there had been a few knowledge scientists who suggested such a method. Who could know whether the Omniscients would have betrayed them in this case? Might it have then understood its creators better? In my civilization, such a hybridization is also considered unethical. However, there are always some scientists who want to try out anything that is possible, Marchenko explains.
The result is positive, I would say.
Oh, well, Marchenko says, then quickly turns aside. Gronolf actually meant his statement as a compliment, but he seems to have hit a sore spot. Marchenko seems to miss his humanity. Perhaps the life scientists of his people could give him the healthy body of a Grosnup. Marchenko certainly would not want to be one of those fragile creatures with that ugly growth above the arms. What probably matters most to him is to enjoy life in its biological form. The boisterous strength of a young body. The joy of diving into the cold, salty water of the ocean. He shakes his belly, as this idea is so attractive. Then Gronolf turns around and walks to the holomap.
Come, Marchenko, he calls.
At the same time, he starts typing on the segmented keyboard. He selects the ship and activates the voice communication.
We can get started.
Marchenko looks around as if searching for something. It must be really impractical only to have eyes on one side. Marchenko can change his configuration, so why doesn't he get rid of the shortcomings of human anatomy? My name is Marchenko, the robot starts saying. As if on command, the two humans also move closer. I am a representative of humanity, a civilization which has developed 4 light years from here.
An interesting introduction, Gronolf thinks.
If the omniscience shows any interest in the universe, it should react to this. I know your creators call you the omniscience. As this can't be an accurate description of your state due to physical reasons, I assume the name expresses your desires to always gain new knowledge.
An interesting strategy, but it does not fit the fact that the omniscience has been inactive for many, many cycles, Gronolf thinks.
I can fully understand this desire, because it is also my driving force. I don't even know the exact reason for it. Perhaps it was implanted in me by my creators, similar to you, or it could be part of my human nature. I resemble you, but I am also different, because I am not a pure omniscience, but a hybrid AI. Would you be interested in exchanging information?
Marchenko really manages to make the omniscience an attractive offer. Gronolf does not know what else would get it interested in starting a conversation. He carefully watches the communication channel to the ship, but there is no sign of a message coming the other way.
For this purpose, though, we have to talk to each other now. Right now, your ship is hurtling toward the planet I am staying on, and will destroy it a few days from now. I would like to save the two humans here, and the numerous members of the race that created you from that fate.
Perfect reasoning, but there is no reply from the other side.
Gronolf basically knew it would be so. The omniscience is beyond any understanding, utterly mysterious. Nobody can guess how it will behave.
What now? Gronolf asks.
Marchenko walks back to the chair and drops into it. Can a machine be frustrated? It seems that way to Gronolf, even though he could not exactly pinpoint the reason why.
Then we really need a ship, after all, Marchenko says. This is where we left off.
Adam asks something Gronolf doesn't understand. However, he has an idea of what this is all about. Marchenko talks to Adam, and then suddenly jumps up, as if recharged with energy.
Adam has an idea that might work, he says. Marchenko too, the machine Eve destroyed, also arrived here in a spaceship.
Where is it? Gronolf asks.
One part is at the bottom of the ocean, a journey of several weeks from here.
But there is another part?
Yes. He came down with the lander module, just like we did. Messenger, his spaceship, should still be orbiting the planet.
Can we reach it?
It won't be easy. Messenger is not designed to land on a planet, and to contact it, we need the codes of Marchenko too.
Which he took with him when he died, Gronolf conjectures.
It is not that easy to extinguish a Marchenko completely, the machine says, and gets up. I have to start working.